Let's start with an update on the multi-state measles outbreak that began in Disneyland in December. California health officials are now linking the disease to a strain of the virus commonly found in the Philippines. Also, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed yesterday that since the beginning of the year, there have been more than 140 cases of the measles in two separate outbreaks, most of them involving unimmunized people who visited Disneyland. Joining us is Dr. Anne Schuchat, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Dr. Schuchat, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you just explain to us what is the significance of now knowing that the measles virus that has spread from Disneyland is most commonly found in the Philippines? Why is that important that we know that now?
Well, actually, the strain that's circulating from the Disney outbreak is circulating in the Philippines, but it's actually circulating in 13 other countries as well. What we know is that the measles in the U.S. is very connected to measles in other parts of the world. There are about 20 million cases of measles around the world each year, and the larger outbreaks put us at risk for importation. So we don't know whether the Disneyland outbreak began with somebody traveling from the Philippines. It might have been somebody traveling from another country, because that strain is common now in a number of countries.
Mm, but it seems to me that you're saying that we can say with confidence that it's because of someone who brought measles in from outside of the United States?
That's right. Virtually all of the measles in the U.S., since 2000, begins with people who have measles elsewhere. Most of the importations are Americans who are traveling abroad and pick up the measles and bring it back. And that's one of the reasons we want to make sure that Americans are highly vaccinated and that particularly those who are going to be traveling are up to date on their vaccines. Now, the Philippines suffered a very large outbreak a year or so ago with about 50,000 cases over a couple years. And we know that last year we had a large number of importations from the Philippines, 25 importations from the Philippines alone. But we have importations from other countries as well, and the best way to protect yourself and your family is to be fully vaccinated.
Okay, well, what about sort of epidemiological protections or broader public health protections? Because I think some would say, upon hearing you say that we've had importations of measles, that perhaps airport screening might be an option.
Well, actually, people can spread the measles before they even are very aware that they're ill. You can be infectious before the rash shows up. So the best way to control the spread of measles is to achieve very high immunization coverage. We think that measles is extremely contagious, and if the virus is in contact with people who have never been vaccinated and have never had measles themselves, 9 out of 10 of those people that are in contact with a person with measles is going to come down with the virus. So the virus is very good at finding people who are susceptible to it. We recommend every child get vaccinated with MMR vaccine at age 12 to 15 months, and then again a second dose at the ages of 4 to 6, and that by achieving at least 94% protection in the country, we can achieve herd immunity or indirect protection. You need really high population protection to protect those people who cannot be vaccinated because they're under 12 months or because they have immune problems like leukemia and can't get a live viral vaccine. We have been lucky that we have had high coverage with measles in general, but right now we have some communities where coverage is lower, where there are schools with a lot of people who haven't been vaccinated, or neighborhoods where many people haven't been vaccinated. And those are the circumstances where, when there's an importation from abroad, the virus can spread.
Well, Dr. Schuchat, hearing what you just said about pockets of unvaccinated children, I mean, does the CDC want states to sort of get tougher about vaccination requirements then? I mean, is that what it may take to get to, you know, the 90 plus 95, 99% of herd immunity?
Every state has a requirement for kindergarten entry that children have documentation of measles vaccination. We want to make sure that it's easier to get vaccinated than to avoid vaccination. We know that a number of states have exemptions that families can exempt out of one or more vaccines. We think those should be very difficult to get. Many people don't realize that measles is still a threat, and that's why they've missed the vaccinations. Some people think there's no rush and don't realize how vulnerable children are at those very young ages, and that we recommend routine vaccination at 12 months. Some parents have heard rumors about the MMR vaccine and are worried about its safety, but it's very important to say that those rumors about MMR and autism are not true. So we think it should be easy to get vaccinated, and that parents should have great information so that they're comfortable with the decision to vaccinate, and that school laws should be enforced because we don't want to put other people at risk.
Dr. Anne Schuchat is director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Dr. Schuchat, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.